Okay, so it was, I think it was Wednesday, Dave. I'm minding my, own business. I'm at home, I'm prepping, and a phone number pops up. I don't recognize the phone number. I don't answer it. Same phone number calls me back again. I don't answer it. Then guess what? Next, I get a text from Shaletta, answer your damn phone. Okay? So now I get a phone call which says, Shaletta, so I'm going to answer. I'm going to answer that
Helpful.
One. So she tells me she is in the process of deciding how she's going to approach her oldest son, Andrew. Andrew is attending college, St. Cloud. She has a speaking engagement nearby.
Naturally.
And she asked me, what should I do? And she said her choices are she can approach him normally, like maybe some of us do. And the other option she has considered, Dave Harrigan, is hiding in the bushes to scare him.
My
what
God.
I quickly suggest, I don't know, this is crazy me. Why don't you just go knock on his dorm door and say hello?
That's an idea.
And she goes, you know what? That probably makes sense. I'm going to lean that way. And then like 10 minutes later, she texts me and says, change my mind. I'm going to go back to hiding in the bushes. Is any of this inaccurate at all so far?
So far, so good. I think your memory is correct. And if anybody would like to hear that conversation play out live, it's on my Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok page. So I finished up my little speaking engagement in St. Cloud, and I realized that I was 6 minutes away from the dorm room, Dave. And I don't know what, you know, when you go to college, you refine your skill, you know, your giftings. That's when you realize what you're good at, negotiating, speaker, leader. You figure out what you're good at in college because you're away from your parents, and nobody's telling you what to do, and you get around your peers, and you know, that kind of, you know, your personality, your strengths just bubble to the top. And my strength in college, I found out, was being a stalker. I am extremely
let's just stop.
Good at this.
Let's just stop there.
Hello?
Okay.
Are you here?
Okay. So, I don't know, Dave. Let's guess. How many people have attended college in the history of the United States of America? What's your ballpark? I'm gonna go with whatever number you say. What's your ballpark guess?
83 billion.
So 83 billion.
Okay.
We are now talking to the only person of the 83 billion who's going to say the refined skill that they left college with, where they were as good as anybody on the planet, was stalking. And we're lucky enough to have her on. Okay. I just wanted to interject there briefly.
Yes, so I need you. I'm glad you reminded yourself of how amazing this interview is going to be today.
Yes.
And so, but I haven't stalked anybody. Since 1997.
Who was the last person that you stalked and why?
Poor Byron Mickens. He's probably still in therapy. I'll guarantee you he's told some therapists about me. There's probably some people he had to pay that know my name.
Did you like Byron? Did you not like Byron?
I loved Byron.
Okay.
And so I would hang out in the bushes outside the dorm room just to see if he was coming in or out with another girl. Or, you know, I would just kind of hang out there to see if he was coming in when he said he was going to come in, if he was leaving when he said he was going to leave. I was very good at stalking.
So,
very
Dave,
patient.
Part of Radio Dave is taking a kernel of the truth and exaggerating it.
Sure.
I think this is, once again, 100% the truth. There's not a speck of exaggerating.
Yeah, and clearly she is a bush and shrubbery enthusiast.
Yes.
She spends a lot of time there.
Yes.
And so it would bring me lots of excitement. I could feel my heart beating fast.
Yeah.
And so when I realized I had a chance to go back on a college campus and use my gift to stalk a male college student.
Yeah.
I forgot that was my son.
Yeah.
I blacked out.
Yeah.
He was Byron Mickens. He was not Andrew.
Okay, now it's getting creepy. Okay. Okay. We got some Oedipus thing going on here.
I got in the bushes. And my crouch is not what it used to be. I used to be able to get down in the bush, but my knees are 52. They're not 22 years old anymore. And so I got my lawn chair. And I couldn't really hide like I needed to because I kept having to move the lawn chair around in the bushes, and the bushes weren't thick enough because it's fall and it's a little bit colder up there, so some of the leaves were missing and people could see me and they were wondering what I was doing. So I put the chair back in the trunk. And I just kind of sat there and I had to think. So I thought, oh, the boy loves money. So I called him. I said, hey, Andrew, I just delivered $200 in cash, had delivered $200 in cash to the dorm room. It's at the front desk. Yeah. And he was like, Mom, why would you do that?
Oh, wait, and so he answered the phone?
He answered the phone.
Okay.
Well, I texted him. I said, hey, I delivered some money to your dorm room. So then he picked up the phone.
Okay.
And so I said, hey, I delivered $200 cash to your dorm room, to your dorm. And the guy said it just got delivered. And he was like, why would you do that? Somebody's going to steal that money. I said, well, you better hurry up over here and get it because,
I think this is
you
called
know,
lying to your son, by
yes,
the way.
It is.
Just to
well,
jump in
I wouldn't
in
have
again.
To lie if they wouldn't have so many damn security measures at the college. Okay. It used to be.
Or, you or if he would answer the phone dorm, when you called. You know.
That's true. So they got, man, I tell you what, these colleges, you're not getting in the dorm room unless you're supposed to get in the dorm room. So
that's good, I think, right?
To get in the door.
Yeah.
There's a key card to get in the door. There's a key card to get in the elevator. There's a key card to get up the stairs. There's a key card. I was like, what? Hey, I just paid the tuition. Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody better let me in this building. And they were like, ma'am, you can't get in.
Somewhere like, hey, Byron Mickens is wondering why that wasn't available in 1997.
I said, I paid for this damn dorm room. I ought to be able to get in this dorm room. Okay. And they were like, ma'am, you have to sit over here, and try to locate your son. Jeez. I was like, cause I wanted to be sitting outside. Cause when I realized I couldn't get in the bushes, I was like, I want to be sitting outside his room door. Like when he comes, I want to just be sitting there in my lawn chair in front of the door with my legs crossed, filing my nails. That was my dream. Right. But the key card, and you know, I tried, right. I was like, well, nobody's
I'm
looking.
Sure you did.
Push the door a little bit, and the damn alarm went off, and people came running from everywhere. I was like, what? They were like, ma'am, what? I said, oh, I was just looking for the restroom. I'm sorry. I didn't know that this was a staircase. I was like, the restroom's around the corner, lady. And so that's why I had
would
to call
so
them with the money.
Would have been so great if you were arrested. I mean, it just would have, Dave, you know, it would have made my week. Eric, if she gets arrested trying to break into her Andrew's dorm.
Mm-hmm. I would have been thrilled. Andrew would have been happier than either of us.
Yeah, oh, yeah, exactly. Not even close. And by the way, he would not have bailed your butt out. Either.
No, he would not
or
have.
Or Sean would have had to drive up there.
Yeah. And went to Walmart or Target with it. And so he came, he got his $200, and he said, well, Mom, I have to go back to class. And I said, well, I want to go up to your room and hang out. And he was like, no, you stay down here and sit here in the lobby. I'll be back in 30 minutes. And I said, okay, son. And so I was like, well, I got 30 minutes. And so I asked the guy who stopped me from breaking and entering. I said, excuse me, do you have somewhere I can plug up my laptop? Because there's some, you know, I'm running out of charge. And he said, oh, he said, there's some pods around the corner. I'll take you back there. So I'm in the pod. I'm plugging up my iPad. I mean, I'm plugging up my laptop. Who's sneaking in the back door to get in his room to clean it up? Huh? Who's sneaking in the back of the dorm? Who did not go back to class like he told me he was going to do? Who snuck in the back?
I can't
of the
imagine
dorm?
Where he got it from. I have no idea.
I saw him sneaking in the back of the dorm, and he couldn't believe I was back there, and I started beating on the window. I was like, Andrew Brundage, get over here. And he didn't come. And so for the next 5 minutes, I call, and he didn't answer the phone. And I was texting him like, get your butt down here right now and get me. And so then all of a sudden, he comes moseying downstairs. Hey, Mom.
At his own pace?
Yeah, like, hey, Mom. I said, where were you? I said, oh, I had to go to the restroom. I said, you don't have to go to no restroom. You went up to that room to clean up. Take me upstairs to that room right now. And so I get to the room. Bed's made. Shoes are mated and matched. Trash is taken out.
You're expecting him to have a spotless room as a freshman in his dorm? No one has that, Dave.
My freshman roommate did not change his sheets from day one through the end of the year.
Oh, that's just disgusting.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We didn't stay
friends. And you know, And you know, I checked the sheets to make sure they had been washed. I was like, did you wash these? Let me smell this pillowcase.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So do you think this episode helped you in what you really want is to communicate with Andrew Moore?
I think because it strengthened our relationship.
Oh, give me a break. Just give me a break. Give me a break.
I think this has brought us closer together. I really do.
Okay.
I really do.
And I think Halle Berry's waiting in my house right now, okay? And there's a better chance. There's a lot better chance that Halle is at my house because...
But what do you do when stalking is your love language? I realized that on Wednesday. Stalking is my love language. If you see me in the bushes, that means I care.
Okay. That Dave is jotting this down because he now has his tweet theme. What do you do when you realize stalking is your love language?
It's my love language.
All right. Chime in, texters, because I'd love to get a little feedback on this. I'd love to get a little feedback what you have to say about Shaletta stalking her child. And where is it Byron Mickens?
Poor Byron Mickens. Poor Byron Mickens.
Let's Google Byron Mickens during the break before we come back with Shaletta on CCO.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
We're talking about Shaletta and her stalking. That's her love language. How she just stalked Andrew in an elaborate, frightening way. Dave, would you disagree with me with the frightening part at all?
It's elaborate. It's frightening. Mm-hmm. It's on point and on brand.
I'm consistent. Say what you want about me. I am consistent.
Borderline criminal? On edge?
I mean, I couldn't get in. They had all damn security measures and card swiping. I mean, I was trying to get on the elevator with a girl, and she pressed 3. I tried to press 2. 2 wouldn't press. Apparently, when you swipe your card, it has to match. So if you don't have a 2 on your card and you're not on the second floor, you can't even get on the second floor.
That's called breaking and entering, in case you're looking for this.
I paid for that room. I just paid that tuition. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I hate to say, that doesn't mean you get to walk in whenever you want. You know? Okay, among the texts, if I was Andrew, I would change my name, move as far away from her as possible. She actually sounds certifiable. This poor kid will never have a life of his own with her in the picture. I think this might be Andrew's phone number I have in my... she should have more texts on the stylesfinancial.com talk and text lines. She should have texted him the days ahead, told him she was going to be in town, would like to take him out for pizza, whatever his favorite food is. What a novel concept that is.
You said something similar.
That's what I said.
I think I remember. Yeah.
That's what I said.
Okay, that is what you said. Did you text the talk and text line?
I text myself, you know, just for affirmation. More text. My wife and I stalked our son to make sure he was going to track practice. We were right. He was not.
See?
Weirdo
See?
Was smelling mm-hmm. colognes at Kohl's.
You know what? Can you give me their number? That's my tribe right there.
That is.
Those are my people. That's it right there. I feel validated.
Did Shaletta find anyone else in the bushes? Did you find any other parents that were bonding with you?
No other parents were in the bushes. Again, there were not a lot of bushes to hide in because it's colder there. It's been windy. There were not a lot of leaves. I surveyed the area. I rode around a couple of times. I found, you know, some bushes that were very low. And with these 52-year-old knees, I couldn't get down there. So by the time I got the chair to the bushes, it was very obvious. So that's when I had to come up with the backup plan of lying and saying that I delivered money to the dorm room to get him to come back right away.
I think this may be among the best texts of the whole thing. This explains the blue gloves never wanting to leave fingerprints. We thought it was for health reasons, Dave, and we thought that was way over the top. No, she doesn't want to acknowledge the police or to anybody, any other authorities that she was there.
Very, very smart.
That's a long game.
Thank you.
That is a long game telling us it's just for health reasons.
Yes, yes. I didn't want any evidence. We found some fingerprints. We want to match them to the fingerprints at CCO Radio. There are none. I've been wearing blue gloves for the past 5 years.
Dave lives in Woodbury. You live in Cottage Grove, your neighbors. How about this bizarre story? We talked about it a bunch a couple days ago. This substitute teacher, Woodbury High School, where he's demonstrating the techniques that Derek Chauvin used against George Floyd, talking graphically, talking sexually, talking as a police officer about the dead bodies he saw. I could go on and on and on.
To your high school student. To your high school student.
Two classes. Two separate classes.
That school is way too close to Dave's house and my house. That's what you call too close for comfort. I have to start looking at the hiring practices and these companies that say we got a bunch of substitute teachers over here. Come on over here and get one and put them in school. And we've already vetted and screened them. No. We need to get back to making that an in-house responsibility. We cannot trust these outside companies to tell us that they have vetted and screened the teachers and substitutes that are going to be in the classroom educating our children. That is absolutely unacceptable. And so what we have to do is make sure that our school districts are in charge of that. You know, and I was like, who did he talk to? Did he talk to the superintendent? Did he talk to the principal? I know the superintendent over here. I know the principal over there at that school. I can't believe they passed muster. And then, you know, when you get to pulling the layers back on this onion, it's the outsourcing. You know, this company, we hired them and they provide substitute teachers. You know what? Just let the kids have a free day. I'd rather them damn being in the cafeteria doing a food fight than for some police officer from Wisconsin to come over here and reenact George Floyd being murdered in front of my high school student. I cannot believe that happened. I can't imagine the conversations that parents have had to have with their children. I just don't know. Oh my God, I would just be livid. I would be ready to just do something because this is absolutely ridiculous. That is not what
there's no defending in any way what he did. Zero. I will say this though. I'm not going to limit.
Glad he wasn't in the elementary school.
Yeah, I'm not going to eliminate all substitute teachers because of one outlier though.
I'm not going to eliminate all substitute teachers because of one outlier, but this does shine a light on the process of how we're selecting subs.
That is fair. Do you know who is in for you tomorrow?
I don't care. I mean, no, I'm not sure. Did that come out? I'm going to get my Emmy, maybe Emmys. Do you know I won one Emmy and I'm up for five? I could have six Emmys by tomorrow.
Is this
evening.
Trump? I asked her one question and she's already pivoted to another one. I mean,
it's the weave. You start here, you go there, you end up back.
Can I tell you first who's in before we mention? Dan Cook is hosting the show tomorrow.
What? Oh,
yeah.
Well, I'm going to have to listen then.
Yeah, now you care. Now you care, don't you?
I care. You know, I got a big crush on Dan Cook.
Yeah. Do you care more about that than your Emmys?
No, I did not.
I didn't think so.
And Dwayne, did I tell you that in one category, I'm nominated twice for two different things?
Okay.
I could win.
Is this the one? Because you going on with Jana and telling her how to say bring your ass. I mean, come on, give me a break.
That one is there.
Okay, who are you fighting against also? Then how to stalk your son? Are those the two heavy competitions?
Bring your ass and
how to hide in the bushes.
They have an entertainment segment, award for entertaining, not a host or a report, but just an entertaining segment on TV. And so I initially nominated my almanacs, right? Because I go on almanac on Friday nights. I do my monologues and those are great, right? People love them. Right. And so I put together the best three or four and then I nominated those. But when I looked at what could be nominated and the letter of the award category, I was like, bring your ass qualifies. It was entertaining. It was funny. It was broadcast on
TV locally.
Let's do it. Bring your ass is hilarious. Oh, my God. Bring your ass got more hits on anything that Care 11 put out all that whole month.
I'm kidding you. All right, we got to go. Bring your ass to the Emmys, okay?
Wait, my time is up?
Yes, your time is up. Go back in the bushes, okay? Is Sean required to attend the Emmys with you tomorrow?
Yes, he is, because somebody got to look after the kids. I'm going to take my kids with me. I'm going to take my kids.
I'm not shocked. I hope you win. Yes. Well, you can't win all of them if you're competing against yourself.
Well, maybe I'll tie with myself.
Here's what I know, though, too. By Sunday, you won't mention a word about it. I mean, you'll move on to something new.
I try to keep it low-key. I don't want to brag or anything.
Never.
So look for the billboards. Yes. I'm going to tell you. Look for the billboards.
See ya.
Bye.
Laura Oakes and A Dream from Last Night is next. Okay, before we get to our friend Laura Oakes here, the tickets have been won. The bumper music theme tickets have been won. We really appreciate everybody playing along. Tom Segura is hilarious. The five winners are going to have fun. Dave, as people take in this well-known tune, explain to Laura and the audience the bumper music theme today.
Quite frankly, I'm very disappointed that it was won so early. I thought this one might carry us well into the 2 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
What do you do at a comedy show, Chad?
You laugh, Dave.
You're darn right you do. And that was the theme today. Songs that contain laughter.
Oh.
That's good.
And I didn't have the laughter in any of the cuts I used. I skipped past the laughter, making it a little bit more difficult, but some jerk had to win them.
What other songs did you play besides Ozzy Osbourne here?
We had Thriller from Michael Jackson.
Mm. Oh, yes. Okay.
I Put a Spell on You.
Mm.
Let's see. Coming up. Well, I'll just tell you, I've got Hungry Like the Wolf. That starts with just a little bit of laughter.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A little laughter in Wipeout. That's coming up.
Yeah. Very good.
I like it.
Very good. Okay, so do you normally remember your dreams?
No, I never remember my dreams. And today, I don't know why I remembered this one. I think it's because I was in the dream cycle right before I woke up. And my sleeping was disrupted last night. It frequently is, but I was out late at the Pink concert, so I went to bed later. Oh. I slept in later. I was just a little bit screwed up.
Great show, I'm assuming.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. It's just unbelievable.
I saw her a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Yeah.
Just great.
Yeah, it was fabulous. So anyway, so here is my dream. And let me preface this by telling you two things that have been going on with me recently that kind of have elements that showed up in this dream. So it will actually make sense. The first one is somehow with this place and our allotted number of vacation days, I went over by 5.5 days in my requesting this year.
Okay, Susie Jones is now entering the conversation.
I don't know how this happened. I'm really good about this stuff. The system does not.
I'm not sure really good.
No, really. The system should notify you if you are on track and going over your amount, I think, when you request them. And it never did. Yeah. So I just noticed this maybe 3 weeks to a month ago that I'm 5.5 days over. So I went into Lindsay Peterson, my boss, and I said, are there any days, any weekend days, any shifts that I can pick up so I can make up 5.5 days so I can get paid for this time, right? 5.5 days is a lot of days.
Yeah.
So
for you, that's probably what? $40,000, Dave, wouldn't you say?
It's light, I think.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, I don't know if you've noticed this, but I've been working the past few Sundays for Miss Susie Jones. I'm working tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. for Al Schock, and I have one more Sunday coming up for Susie in November. So anyway, so I'm working on, this right. is on my mind, like yeah. making sure I'm okay. making up my days. The other thing that was on my mind earlier this week was my severe disappointment when I saw that Timothy Chalamet is dating Kylie Jenner.
You just saw this?
Yes. I didn't know this.
Where have you been?
I don't know, but I love him. I don't love that he's with her. So I'm thinking Kylie Jenner, then I'm thinking, yeah, Bruce Jenner's her dad, and oh yeah, what's his name again now? So somehow I had this Jenner thing in my mind.
Okay.
So here's my dream, and I'm going to look at my notes because I'm a little foggy today. These are the notes that I wrote down right out of bed this morning. You know that I've been trying to pick up some work hours. You know that I had the Jenner thing on mm-hmm. my mind.
Yeah.
So in my dream, I was your producer. Sorry,
oh.
Dave.
Oh. And so this, in other words, you're fired.
How about sorry, Chad, okay?
And sorry, Chad. But this was part of my trying to get some more work
yeah,
hours in.
Okay.
Somehow
mm-hmm.
I was able to be your producer for a while to get in a few more hours, all
sounds
right?
Sounds great already.
So
sounds
I'm
like a
your producer,
here.
And I'm having trouble finding you a guest or getting you somebody you
I'm
want.
I'm used to that with Dave.
I have to tell you that I can't get this person. I can't find their number. I can't. I wasn't coming through for you. And you said to me, quote,
uh-oh.
When Caitlyn Jenner used to book my show, she had a system where she saved everything.
Wow.
Yes.
Caitlyn.
Yes. And then I said, and I wrote this down too, I don't know how I remember this, but I said, well, that's nice, but I'm only doing this very temporarily until I've made up enough time to get paid for my mistaken 5.5 vacation days.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And I left the room, and you were kind of like, ah, whatever. But then my dream ends
yeah.
with me in the men's room handing you a hand towel.
What?
Like, that was another job that I had to do to make up my stupid time.
That's actually what Chad's producers have to do.
Yes.
Follow him into
so
the restroom with towels and mints.
Yeah, you can relate. Yeah.
Wow.
So there's my dream. Now, wasn't that worth sharing?
Yes.
I know.
Yes, that's very good. By the way, one of the worst jobs of all time.
Oh, the if bathroom
you're the
attendant?
No, I meant producing the show.
Oh.
No.
Yeah. A little spritzer?
Yeah, a little spritzer. Okay, so I normally don't remember my dreams either. Mine's not as quirky as yours, but the Bear Grease Iditarod
yes.
is taking place, right? And there are some individuals I know in my dream, right, who are a part of it.
With sled dogs, like riding on the sleds in
yes,
the race?
Yes.
Okay.
And they also have to climb. So it's a little
Ooh.
Bit different. They have to climb with the dogs.
Ooh.
And so we're hanging out, and they're about to go, and then one person says, I can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And they say, well, you got to do it. And they're looking at me. I'm like, I'm not doing it. And they're like, well, you have to do it. I go, do I have any stuff? No, you're just going to have to do it on your own. And like, I'm just like wearing what I'm wearing now except pants. And wait a second. You guys have all your winter stuff. Yeah, you can't. You're not going to be able to. We don't have any coats for it. I go, and this is true. I go, I'm not a very good climber. And they're like, well, too bad. You're going to have to come with. And they started browbeating me. And we're yelling at each other, and then I woke up as my friends, a couple friends, are trying to convince me to do not only the dog race, but then we have to climb
the mountain.
And I'm out in the middle of winter just wearing like a just normal clothes.
What did this symbolize? What are you trying
need,
to, what are you climbing
new,
in your life?
I need new friends, I think is what it symbolizes.
You either need a new wardrobe or you need to ask yourself, what are you really reaching for in your life here? What is your climb?
I'm trying
What's
to bring,
your journey?
I'm trying to bring Caitlyn Jenner back
See?
As my producer. That's,
See?
That's what I'm trying to do. Okay, so you're in tomorrow?
I'm in tomorrow morning, yes.
5 a.m.?
Technically, it might be more like 5:20.
Depends
we'll
how good
see.
The dream is.
We will see. That's... Yeah. Yeah. I'm in for Al Schock tomorrow, so I'll be doing news tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, then we're good.
What was the best part of the Pink concert?
Yeah. Well, I have to say I've been fortunate enough. This was my third time seeing her in a year. I saw her twice last year. Same show.
Yep.
But she, you know, she was at Target Field.
Yes.
I saw her in Fargo and now this. So the arena show is slightly different than the open air Target Field kind of show.
Right.
But Same kind of set. She does all of her aerial tricks, of course.
It's amazing.
And you know she's singing live while she's hanging upside down on trapezes and, right, and those scarves and, you know, flying through the sky. She doesn't miss a note. Just her voice quality is so amazing live.
I don't think it's mentioned enough. You know, when people think of voice quality now, like Adele comes up.
God.
But the fact she can do that and then what she's doing,
yes,
in the voice
she's
quality.
She's doing somersaults in the sky and she's flying through the air. And it's just, yes, that blows me away every time. Just the quality of the sound and the how perfect her pitch is. And it's just fabulous.
Yeah, she's great.
Let me tell you this, too, as long as we're talking about Pink. And I think Ari is going to run my story here coming up at 2 o'clock. She announced during the concert last night that they have fallen in love with this foster puppy that they're taking on for the next few months. And then supposedly they're going to find a nice family for this foster dog. She's done this a few times in the past. But they are so in love with this puppy named Graham Cracker that they got from a local rescue organization that I know they're going to keep it. You could just tell by the way she was talking about
it. I was just going to say, Dave, how tough would that be?
Oh,
I could not do it.
No way.
If you fall in love with a puppy and then say, all right, that's good. Now, I guess in theory, if you then right away get another one, but don't you get so attached?
Yes, you do. And her kids. I mean, you can't pull a dog away from a couple of kids that fall in love with it who are on tour with you for another 3 or 4 months, you know? Yeah.
Dave Graham Cracker is a dog name. What are your thoughts?
Terrible.
I love it. He's so cute.
He's
you
very
have to
cute.
See the puppy. Did you see the picture
I did
of
see.
Him?
Yeah.
Yes.
I'm not sure I like the name, though.
Bad. Too long.
I think it's cute.
Mr. And Cracker? I mean,
I think Graham would be a great name.
Graham's better.
Graham Cracker. I like it.
Yeah.
He's the color of a Graham Cracker. That's probably why they named him that, you know?
All right. Well, update me Monday on the dreams.
I think you should have a dream segment every Friday.
Yeah.
Somebody can talk about their dream and we'll just see if it's funny or not.
Well, we once had the Dr. Dreams.
Yes. I bet we could round him up.
Werner?
Yeah.
He was more of a sex dream doctor, though, wasn't he?
No, it would kind of go to sex, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's very moody.
He wouldn't be a good fit on this show, then.
Werner, yeah, exactly.
Well, you've already got a dream segment on Fridays, anyway.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
45 minutes on CCO. I started the show talking about why the last 24 hours have not been the easiest for me. My son, Quentin, well over a year without a seizure, and he had a bad seizure yesterday. And it hit him so hard, Kathleen, I'm texting all day. Outside of his medicine, he still hasn't woke up yet. They just completely wipe him out. And over a year, we were really, really hoping that maybe something had changed. Part of the past, but unfortunately, that's not going to happen. And then 4 years ago today, my father passed away, 100 years old. And I ask folks, when you think of my father, not just here, but when you think of my father, what comes to mind? What do you want to share? A lot of texts. If you want to continue to send texts, I'd love to hear from you. 651-461-9226. Let's see. Where was I? The banter between him and Eric Eskel. Yeah, Eric and my father, great, great friends. And trust me, in their quirkiness of life, some really strong similarities, but in other ways, very different, and it worked. I mean, think about how often Eric used to specifically come in here when he didn't need to be here to introduce the sports huddle because he loved my father and because my father cared so much about him, too. Chad, my dad, every Sunday would have one of us kids record the sports huddle on a cassette just before we went to church. How kind is that? Man, oh, man. His immense loyalty, the Gophers, the pro teams, as well as all of his close personal friends. When I was the sports editor of the Blaine Senior High School paper, we had jerseys for each role in the paper with the selected nickname. My jersey said Sid Jr. That's great. My dad loved Sid. My memory is seeing him at Cali's Junior High School gymnastics meet. And him being a normal grandpa. That's my niece, who, by the way, on a scale of 0 to 10, is about an infinity. She's such a great human being. I'm so lucky to have Callie in my life. That's why I posted the picture today. Did we post it on Facebook also?
It'll get there soon.
Okay. Just go to Twitter right now. Sign up for it. You want to dump us quickly, that's fine. At Chad Hartman Show. This picture I see all the time. But it's my father holding Hunter. Hunter and Griff were born 17 months apart. And Griff is probably a month old, maybe. And my father has a look of pure joy. And Hunter, okay, bias, but Hunter looks flawless. Griff just is a baby and you can't see his head. But that's what I just said. A grandfather passed away 4 years ago. Again, Chad Hartman Show, you can check it out. When I was getting the Minneapolis Star Tribune, my first read would always be my father's column. Trust me, my father was obsessed with that too. When there were numbers available, when their numbers were available to judge his show here, or do, you know, once the internet was taken over the Trib and how many, where he ranked in most read, oh my God, he would not give up. Chad, I knew your father through the Twin Cities Dunkers. It was so amazing to talk with him. He's very kind to me. Our paths would cross as well due to family business. I would always say hi to him. I always like listening to Sid come on Cannon's show. Cannon calling him the Oracle. When I think of him, I think of Dave Lee talking to 740. And it's another injury. A problem. But yeah, my father had that stupid train that would go off all the time during the day of visit. And I was so amused by it that I wouldn't take it out of there. And then he liked it and then he couldn't hear it, so he didn't get the whole bit. When I think of Sid, I think of all the handheld fans with Sid's head on the stick at the fair. I'm 74 years old. I started reading the Trib at 6 years old. His column was a thing. I saved the end, read every day until he passed. Very, very kind. Somebody was mad at me because this was an excuse for me to talk about myself. I was talking about my son and my father passing away.
How dare you?
Yeah. let's see. I was in the Army for more than a decade. When I was deployed overseas, my mom would cut out your dad's column and send it to me in care packages. Man, that is really nice to hear. A lot of kind messages. It matters. I really, really appreciate it. And he certainly will come up on Monday when this radio station celebrates 100 years. Matthew Collar and Dave next hour. Lindis Construction Time Check. It's time for you to make your home more energy efficient and get free installation labor on Infinity from Arvin Windows.